ください。
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello and welcome to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, also streaming live on CITR.ca. We're broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Sachin and it's my great pleasure to welcome you to the show. We've got a really exciting show for you today. We've got a California-based band called Wicked Man playing live in session for us, which is really, really exciting. And they'll be with us in about 5 minutes. I'm going to open with a track by a London-based band called Yuck, taken from their forthcoming third album called Hearts in Motion. You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, and without further ado, we're going to listen to Wicked Man play live in the studio for us. So here we go. Thank you.
Thank you. know I've said I'm alone in faith. Can you find my head? Oh, instead, oh, instead, oh, instead, oh, instead. Thank you. could I know? How could I know? Oh, oh.
We're playing new songs on the radio. In Canada. The way I walk doesn't matter to ya. And if I talk, you won't be lost. Why? I'll break the clock. I'm morning for ya. Tonight I try. I love my little time.
I am made of.
Amazing. The incredible Wicked Man playing live in the show. What an absolute privilege to have them. They're going to come around and join me in the studio in a couple of moments. They can't hear me, but I'll go and sort of speak to them in a second. They're playing live at the Railway Club this evening, so please do go try and check them out if you can. And I'm going to play a track and a couple of ads, and then they will be joining me in the studio very shortly. So that's Wicked Man playing live at the Railway Club this evening.
You've come out to CITR's Shindig each week to hear the bands duke it out to be the winner of their night. Now come out to hear the winners compete to make it to the finals. Each semi will feature three of your past winners, with the winners of the semifinals guaranteed a place and a prize in the finals on February 5th. The third semi is happening on Tuesday, January 26th, featuring the winners from nights 2, 7, and 8, Atlanteans, Late Spring, and Red Circle. So come out to Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings at 8 for locally made beer, pool, music, and an epic night. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Thank you. keep going to shows and I'll cross my toes that there's somebody there I don't know. Are they at their parents' house? Are they at the club? Do they have a single bed? Are they committed? Those cuffed pants, those exposed ankles, oh, I don't even care anymore. Do I have to be Nancy Drew to find you? Are they
And it's my great pleasure to welcome Wicked Man into the studio. Well, thanks for coming today, guys. Great show, aren't they?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Sure is nice to be here.
Yeah, and you're playing at the Railway Club this evening, which is your second time in Vancouver. How's it feel to be back playing in?
Feels great, man. Yeah. We're with a new lineup this time, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
A much more cohesive together lineup, and I'm really excited to play there. I love the Railway Club.
Yeah, it's been before.
Mm-hmm. I played there 2 years ago or so.
Oh, wow. With the same band or a different show?
Different band. It was really fun still.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be even more fun tonight.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. How's the tour been going so far? You're in Seattle on Sunday night and then California.
It's been a crazy 4 days we drove.
Yeah, it's been pretty, it's great.
Through the night from Arcata, California to Seattle.
That's a feral trek.
So yeah. We had to go.
We stopped in Portland for 3 hours.
So we had to take a long nap.
Yeah. Fair enough, guys. And has it been cool playing the new EP live as well? Because it came out back in October. Has it been getting a good reception in the shows?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's definitely more fun than listening to it. We don't listen to it.
No, definitely not.
Why is that? I can't listen back to it.
It's all news. It's on to new things.
I see, yeah. So there's new stuff being created every time you play together.
I think we're working on some new recordings right now. Right when we get back from tour, we're going to start getting on the recording.
Oh. Yeah, we're hoping to put out a new LP, full-length album, by the end of 2016. That's our goal. So,
oh, wonderful. So how much of that have you got written already, is it?
About half, maybe.
Brilliant.
A little more than half.
A few of the songs we played just now
are
going to be on the record.
Nice. And they're making a show, all the live shows throughout the tour as well, all the new stuff.
Yeah, not all of it, but all of those two, and I think that's it. One more.
Very, very cool. Yeah. And has it been getting a good reception from the crowd as well, the stuff that they don't know?
Yeah. I think so.
One person gave us all a slice of cheesecake after our show.
Wow.
And I think that was a really good indicator of how much they liked the music.
Yeah, definitely.
They said, here, have some raspberry cheesecake, please.
Oh, wonderful.
So I said, why don't we do that?
And exactly.
Bring it over here.
Whereabouts was that? Was that us?
Can't hear.
Just destroying all the equipment as you come in.
Yeah, we hope not to.
Yeah, that's what.
Sorry, can't hear anything.
And do you know anything about the support actually got playing for you tonight? We've got Yokes and Testopia from Vancouver. I played a Yokes track just while you were playing down. Yeah,
cool.
Kind of in the same vein to you guys. It should be a really cool show. So
It seems like a lot of them work here.
Yeah,
that's also really awesome.
Yeah, it's quite a cool community down
there. We're stoked to play with them.
Yeah, it'd be really, really cool. And so if you are coming down tonight, make sure to get down there early. I'll just play another quick track now for you guys. This guy is Wargrin, who they actually won the Battle of the Bands CITR Shindig last week. And it's pretty experimental. It's really, really cool.
Take me into the forest with you. We're going all the way in. We're going all the way. Tell me about your whole life. Don't lie. I'll know you when I see you. We're going all the way.
UBC English Students Association is hosting the Colloquium, their second annual conference, on Saturday, January 30th, from noon to 6 in the Dodson Room in the Irving K. Barber Learning Center. The Colloquium will feature presentations from English students as well as future faculty presenters, including Dr. Robert Rouse, Dr. Tiffany Potter, and Dr. Adam Frank. Attendance to the colloquium is free and refreshments will be provided, so please visit the UBC English Students Association on Facebook in order to reserve your free ticket.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, and Wicked Man are still with me live in the studio, cracking up in front of me.
Everything's serious.
Yeah. taking it really, really seriously. And you guys have brought some tunes in for me as well. We've got, what's it, Hiatus Coyote.
Yeah, Hiatus Coyote is a band from Melbourne, Australia that we're very, very excited about.
In love with, you could say.
In love.
Some
in
deep
love
emotions going on.
They're in some ways a big influence of ours, and we want to show them to the world.
Yeah, we do.
Please listen to that.
Yeah, this is Borderline with My Atom.
Their new record.
It's a really, really cool tune.
Good kid.
And Wicked Man is still here with me in the studio. The mad panic just as the song ends, coming back on. That was really nice, man. I really enjoyed
who
that song.
Who knows what we'll say?
No, exactly. And then lovely little harmony from all four of you in the middle of that song as well. Thanks. Sing along. Is that what it's like in the van coming all the way up?
Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
We try to do some vocal warm-ups from time to time.
Oh, yeah?
Usually like while eating seafood.
That sounds tricky.
A walrus having a death match with an alligator.
I'd pay to see that, I think, actually.
Yeah. We watch a lot of Planet Earth.
Okay, is that what you
narrated
said?
By Snoop Dogg.
It's a real thing.
It is.
It's
on YouTube,
very funny.
It will make your day. Please
yeah,
do.
Yeah, definitely.
Huh. No, but thank you for coming in, guys, today, and thank you for playing. It was an incredible show.
Yeah, that's great.
And Wicked Man are playing at the Railway Club tonight, so please go down and check them out. It'll be a brilliant, brilliant show.
We want to meet you all, Vancouver.
The whole of Vancouver.
Vancouver. All 2 million of you. We want to see you there.
Yeah, we see all of them.
Queuing out the door.
Really good final words there, guys.
No, yeah, we've got
touching.
We've got you've got one more track for us to finish with, though, haven't you? So cool. This is the Grizzly Bear on a neck on a spit. How did you find these guys? What was their influence to you at all, or they just?
I found out about them in high school, but I listened and was not ready to get into them, I guess, and like couldn't really figure it out until very recently, where we went on a trip to the beach, and.
Yeah,
we listened to that, and in that setting, it was perfect.
Not wonderful. We'll end the show on that. Thanks again for coming in, guys, and thanks. Have a great show tonight.
Thanks.
That was unintentional. My messenger in disguise makes almost a short goodbye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Musqueam,